How many times have you balked off of a voice message that's selling you? Said, oh shit, I'm gonna order that right now.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
How many people cold call? Okay. Funny, all the older people. I pick up a phone, damn right. Good, I think that sells. In person, on the phone, via email and media. Four ways to sell. Simple questions, how can I be of service? Do you know anyone that could help me? I'll go through that because that'll change your life. It's a matrix of how to get people to do what you want and to help them. But moreover, I'm amazed. I have trained thousands and thousands of people how to cold call. Number one trick I have of cold calling is called the alter ego effect. A guy named Todd Herman wrote a book about it. I did it before he wrote the book, but I'm amazed by it. The reason people can't cold call is they have a whole bunch of ego issues that make them feel inferior. They're afraid. It's very simple why people can't cold call. So let me fix that for you real quick. Who here is afraid of cold calling? So if none of you are afraid of cold calling, you're not cold calling, you're morons. I hate to call you that. Because if you're not afraid to cold call, you should be cold calling.
Can you call it warm calling?
Call it whatever you want to call it, but you should be calling people asking them for help. You should be calling people every day asking them for help and also asking how you can be of service. They go hand in hand. But let me tell you, alter ego is very simple. John and I, test it out with anyone you know. Let's take an hour, John and I will cold call on our own. Dave Meltzer, I'm with Euphoria. Here's a great thing, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to have you in. Just stimulate interest. John does it. We would come up with the statistical success that each of us has. I promise you this. If we took the next hour and I called and said, hi, this is John, and he called and said, hi, this is David, we would double our success. That's how far our ego's in our way. We have to have an alter ego effect. So understand, if you want to take your ego out of any sales process, you either have to change your name or change your identity. Because your mind, body, and soul can't work that way. If you're somebody else, your ego is completely detached, and your ego is what gets in your way from everything, from saying thank you to selling to closing. Because you have the need to be offended, the need to be guilty, right, inferior, superior, especially when we're selling. All of these emotions happen all the time. There's a fear of loss. And if I can take you out of that with an alter ego effect, you'll be so much more successful. You know, in my mind, I'll put a business card of somebody else in my pocket. And even though I'm using my same name, I might not bring up my name. I'll just pretend I'm him. Right? I'm Derek, my COO. Man, how do you stay so relaxed and close? And how can you ask so confidently and offer help? And because I'm not me, man. It works. The other thing I think is funny about cold calling is how much time is wasted on leaving messages. When you're stimulating interest to make a sale, if somebody answers, you need to know what your objective is. Right? If somebody answers, I know my objective. I want to stimulate interest to transition it. And there can be a variety of ways to do that, right? Come in for a meeting, send collateral material. There's all kinds of transitioning of interest that occurs. But here's the biggest waste of time that I found in sales. People that stimulate interest, when somebody doesn't answer, there's only two things that can happen. Somebody can answer and somebody doesn't answer. Have a plan for both. Take everything out of it. Have the most statistically successful thing happen when somebody answers. What is your objective, though, when you have to leave a message, when someone doesn't answer? Do you know what your objective is? It's the same every single time. Close.
Get a call back.
Thank you. You get a book for that.
All right, guys.
Millions and millions, give it to somebody. Millions and millions of dollars are wasted because people don't understand that when they call, there's only one objective. Unless it's your mother-in-law, then what's the objective? Get her not to call you back. Right. Exactly. You nailed it. Not keep your book. Right? But think about it. How much time? Example. How many people have been left a sales message on a recording? Same as an email. Cold calls the same as email. Anybody ever been getting an email that has a long sales message on it? Mm-hmm. How many times have you balked off of a voice message that's selling you? Said, oh shit, I'm gonna order that right now. Okay, think about it. This blows my mind economically. How many millions of dollars are spent today of people leaving those messages? And that's not just for money for profit, it's nonprofits too. That one makes me the maddest. Oh shit, I'm gonna donate to St. Jude now. Right? Child has cancer. No, get him to call you back so we can use the biggest capabilities that we have to transition interest. We can now have an opportunity to share our vision. And how do we share vision? Shift the paradigm of value. Talk about the value that we have. Here's the reasons, the impact, the capability. And what I teach is I never tell you any features and benefits. I never tell you the reasons, impacts, and capability. All I do is emotionally connect you, right? Emotionally connect you. Right, when we can get to something that we love or like or don't like, and the cool thing is everybody wants to plaster something on what they wear, right? So just be curious or just say, I love those socks, right? What team is that?
Real Madrid.
Oh, Real Madrid, my favorite. Do you like them?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Like they're my favorite soccer team, and like there's a lot of like good players on.
Who's your favorite player?
Probably
Ronaldo.
Gareth Bale.
Oh, what position does he play?
He plays left wing.
Left wing. Do you play soccer?
Yeah.
Do you play left wing?
Yeah.
No. I bet you'll be better than him someday. Emotionally connect to both his mom and him. Right? Emotionally connect to both his mom and ask what people like, what they don't like about something. So when I'm selling, and you're a nutrition selling company with Euphoria, right? I'll ask, what are you doing today? Everyone's doing something with nutrition, right? I may tell them that the biggest mistake I made in my life was I prioritized my family over everything else. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done. And 2 years ago, 47 pounds ago, I decided I better prioritize my health. So I started telling my family, you know what? I'm going to the gym. I'm not gonna go do that. I told my work, hey, I'm leaving to go to the gym. I'm not gonna stay here. And my business has never been better. And the likelihood of me being around for my family and my business has never been better. Now we're emotionally attaching, right? And so what are the reasons that you do that, right? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Because the cool thing is you go through reasons, impacts, and capabilities with people about what they do today and what they like about it and what they don't like about it. You can easily say, oh, you don't like that? Well, what if I was able to do this with you, had something that was actually programmatically done that looked at your DNA, looked at you as an individual and customized a program that was fit for you? Because believe it or not, there's some people that they can eat bread all day long and lose weight. And there's some people that can eat sugar all day long and lose weight. And some people, they can exercise from now until midnight and not lose weight. There's all kinds of things that are going in with our programming. Now I'm teaching to deactivate and activate, but from what you told me, can you see any reason why you won't want to try this? Because you've told me everything. All I've done is ask questions. What do you do today? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And then it's a lawyerly thing that I learned to do. You ask an open-ended question, and then you use closing questions to narrow it down to the capabilities that your product has. Would it help you? Like if I'm selling black pants, you know, what kind of pants do you like? Oh, what do you like about those? I really like, you know, this, that they come in all these different, what's your favorite color? Oh, black, oh, great. From what you told me, I have custom pants that you could just go ahead and use your iPhone to take measurements. And you told me that the biggest part that won't fit you are your thighs because you actually work out and have bigger thighs than most people. Your calves are smaller, right? I can sell anything. Why? Because I'm more interested than interesting. And I'm looking at just three things all the time. Reasons, which are emotionally connections. Impact, which is quantifiable. And the capabilities are of my product. And it also saves you a ton of time and money for one reason, because if the reasons, impacts, and capabilities are not aligned with what your product does, you're not gonna waste your time what? Chasing them.